The meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are using your phone apps towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who try to make sure you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am so grateful for you. The meeting of the inner circle is always intended to provide us with an opportunity to get beyond all of the limited frames of reference and all of the demarcations of separation and divisiveness that is methodology of world-conquering rampage to have us divided and conquered, divided within our very selves, divided within ourselves, and therefore divided in terms of our inability to maintain and sustain family and marriages and relationships and harmony and peace and poise and all of that. And so I care that I am able to be here consistently over time to sow those seeds of harmony and the common unity that we each are absolutely blessed with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, with every step that we've made, with every hand that is extended to us, lifted us, cared for us, supported us, for every heart that is opened up to us, for all of our teachers, for all of our loved ones, and that we are in a now moment that is requiring us to care to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified, so that we are standing in the light of the truth of the ones that we are, and we are living to be the difference in the world. We are living to exalt the full life's urge that is a requisite in order for us to really get leverage over the system of things, that we are the ones who should set the precedent for life itself and for our children no longer being under assault by the sugar, candy, and death food industries. We're in a now moment that requires us to really have an understanding and an understanding as to that which will allow us to be continued in existence upon the earth and beyond the earth. That we should not be in a place where we are all right with dying, because we are already in the realm of eternity and we should not be dying at all. And immortality is our gift. We've been given one life. It is an immortal life. And the trick here in the world is to put us in a place where we are glib about having the right to throw ourselves away if we so please, because we have the will, the free will to choose. And when people tell me that, they say, well, you know, God gave me free will. I say, well, no, the intelligence of existence has given you so much of itself, and it's given us absolute laws. And those laws provide for our best way of living, loving, honoring, being in a place and space where we are realizing the divinity of existence, and we are harmonizing with the laws that govern us, so that we are participating consciously and conscientiously as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of its absolute and supreme intelligence. We're in a now moment that requires us to realize that there is no one who has been authorized by the will of existence, the laws of existence, or the Creator itself to be the perpetuators and the legislators of sickness, illness, disease, and death as a livelihood. And that because this is so prevalent, and that we have not been properly oriented upon the planet in terms of what the real purpose of being on the planet is, in terms of our self-actualization, self-realization, and our education, our religious training, our socialization, across all lines and all cultures, should have been oriented and intended to provide us with the keys to ourselves. Self-knowing, creator knowledge, creation knowledge. How do the laws of life work? already have heaven on earth. We would already have peace. We would already have a cooperative, collaborative effort that benefits the whole of humanity and Mother Earth, Mother Nature, and all of her creatures. That we would be in a place and space where the light of absolute and supreme intelligence would be turned completely on so that we could create nothing that would be detrimental to us as a global humanity. And because there are those who are about profit over purpose, they're about profit over the lives and the integrity and the right to the right of all ones to have the right to their lives, then they have created that which facilitates devastation. Because they did not come with the foundation of commitment towards wholeness. And where we have chosen to exalt a full life's urge and to respect the functioning of our body temples, so that we have an understanding and an understanding that there is nothing that man has made that is an essential for our lives, particularly when it comes to food. That which is oxygenating, hydrating, mineralizing, alkalizing, and facilitating the elimination of any toxicity from our body temples. This is what real food does for us. And we could not live without bread or the life force that comes into us with each and every breath, that there's more in the air than we could think that is there. And we're also blessed to have access to it. And even with the degrees of toxicity that are unseen, our bodies are still designed by this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, and it is intelligent enough to know how to perpetuate itself. And the earth itself is in perpetual movement. She is traveling. That helps to dissipate the chemicals, the pollution, so that every day that we awaken, the skies are blue, the clouds are fluffy, we are moving, the sun is shining, or we have rain. But the issue is that man cannot compete with existence itself. And it can't destroy the intelligence of existence itself. He can self-destruct, which is what is happening, and which is destined to happen, as a result of being in violation of the laws that govern. And because the law functions from the perspective of what one does unto others shall be done unto the one, then we have to realize that it is not what man decrees in his court systems that has the final say. It is as a result of his own karmic debt that he will pay. And when you deal with a system that is founded upon the violation and the annihilation and the subjugation of our indigenous families, the enslavement of our African families, the incarceration of those of color, our youth, our brothers, our sisters, that are poisoning everything and everybody, then understand that it is not going to end well unless we, as the populace, begin to participate fully in exalting a full life's urge and doing that which is ours to do as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and regain our footing as points of absolute and supreme intelligence, and to understand that intelligence does not kill itself. It doesn't kill its children. It does not think that money has more value than life itself. We're in a place, in a space, where we have the opportunity to bring honor and glory to the lineages that we represent. To give forward and to give back for the sacrifices that were made so that we have it a little easier, that we have opportunity to really live without so much of the pain's disdain of seeing black bodies swinging from trees and whatnot, even though we are dealing with the incarceration and the prison industrial complex and the military industrial complex and the death food industries and whatnot, we still have the opportunity to do that which is truly in our own best interest, but you have to care to do it. Because we can see that the agenda and the objective did not stop. You got lazy. You forgot that we were given the opportunity to be educated so that we can participate as the profiteers behind the subjugation, the domination, the enslavement, incarceration, the usurpation, and whatnot of the light of the people. As doctors and lawyers and police officers and jailers and all of these ones. But nobody can be licensed, certified, degreed, educated, or miseducated, or religiously trained to participate with the subjugation, the domination, the usurpation, the devastation, the capitalization of other ones, and didn't really prosper. And that's why we have to have a wholehearted commitment to living and to come to a point and place where if you know that you have been feeding off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pussy mucus of cows, artificially colored, artificially flavored, NutraSweet, aspartame-laden, diet sodas, alcoholic beverages, alcohol, tobacco, cigarettes, and all of this stuff, then know that the cancer is already there. Don't wait to be diagnosed. Everybody's all surprised when their doctors give them this prognosis and this diagnosis about the cancer, but you all have been perpetuating it. You have been doing exactly what is required in order to create these situations and circumstances of cellular deprivation, deficiency, toxicity, acidity, and all of that that undermines the whole fabric of your life. And now you have the opportunity to get support in knowing what to do in order to reverse it. And it is a tragedy and a travesty that so many ones are still dragging their feet about exalting a full life surge, dragging their feet about reaching for life, dragging their feet about doing that which is in their own best interest, but then they are concerned about these ones over here and what they're doing and those ones over there about what they're doing, but you, in and of yourself, have the responsibility to do what is truly in your own best interest, because this is the only way that we can have leverage over a system that is intentionally trying to make sure that we are anesthetized, inebriated, intoxicated, stupefied, and out of alignment with the laws that govern us so that we will soon be disqualified for being continued in existence. And after all of this time, if it just takes you a moment to really get real about respecting the functioning of your body temple more than you respect the functioning of these things that you make, and these children, they want to have babies, but they don't know how to eat. Then these other ones, they want to have babies, but they don't want to feed the babies what they require. Not knowing that babies can't just eat just anything off a shelf, ground up turkey by Gerber and ground up chicken and cereals and all of this. And we're creating devastation in our ignorance that there is absolute law that governs absolutely everything. And there is a right way, there is a best way. And when we are compromising with ourselves, then everybody suffers. And to be in a place where the extreme is not light. The extreme is the commitment to dying. The extreme is not the call to rise. As y'all say, well, she's so extreme. No, you're extreme in the sense that you feel as though you can kill yourself and have the right to live. And that we can be employed by these entities, the corporate deities of death, and then not suffer for it. In terms of how we are employed in the production and the manufacturing and the distribution of meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, alcohol, tobacco, and all of this garbage that is advertised to our children. And so, yes, we have to have that conversation about what the issue is, because we would think that it's just the politics, or we would think that it's just the economics. But then if you're not connecting the dots between you using your life currency to work on behalf of that which is creating that which undermines the life currency of other ones, then you cannot really apply yourself properly to the path of progression or prosperity. And those ones who have traded so much of their life force for paper currency and then taken that paper currency and purchased meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, alcohol, tobacco, all manners of drugs and this and that, and undermine themselves, it is the practice of impoverishment. Because the wealth of ourselves is that which we should be cultivating and developing, that which our education and our religious training and our socialization should have facilitated, that in our own self-unfoldment, our self-realization, our conscious care to walk in the integrity of our own authenticity as creative people. Not apathetic people. Not sick and diseased people, but absolutely supremely intelligent being people. And so as I come to you to remind you not to get so content and complacent and complicit with the agenda that is depopulation and genocide, and come to a point and place where you will do that which is truly yours to do, in knocking and seeking and asking and shifting and changing and reaching for life, and coming to a point where you are absolutely uncompromisingly committed to living in the light of the truth of who you are on behalf of the lineages that you represent. That it matters to you, the integrity with which you stand and have your being in this life, it matters to you that you are serving life to your children and to those that you love, that it matters to you that you are doing everything that is possible in this now moment to free yourself at the cellular level, since the methodology of our oppression has been cellular oppression. And so our individual and collective participation in cellular liberation will indeed create and facilitate the boycott of the death industries as a grassroots community movement that has to be a global movement, because the corporate deities of death are global. But because there are so many more ones who are impacted and affected by it than just those who work on behalf of these companies, that the people themselves have a greater power when we will take responsibility to get to the root of the issue and root it out within the very fabric of our own beings through exalting a full life's urge, doing nothing to undermine ourselves, hydrating, fleshing, nourishing, alkalizing, mineralizing, opening up all channels of elimination so that the toxins and the mucus and the acid and the parasites and organisms can get out of our body temples, because our bodies are designed perfectly and none of those things are designed to be in them. And until we get to the value of ourselves, until we come to a point and place where we truly realize that there is no amount of money in anybody's currency, no matter how fine the paper or the inks, no amount of money that is more valuable than one breath or one beat of our hearts, that no amount of money has more value than our lives, and that when we're valuing our lives, and valuing the opportunity that we have to participate fully in the light of the truth of the all that we each are as these living, intelligent, potent, immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, that then we have the opportunity to really change these things. Because light has the right to triumph over the ignorance, the stupidity, the degradation, the wickedness, the sinfulness, the murdering, the lying, the killing, the stealing, the entrapment, and all that we are seeing that is a part of how the system itself, the system that is capitalism and globalization, and how it functions to the detriment of everything and everybody, even though it is touted as if it is beneficial. And those of us who come to that place and space within ourselves where we're fully committed to living, fully committed to loving, fully committed to honoring, fully committed to respecting, reverencing, appreciating, loving, appreciating, uplifting, enhancing, enriching, adding unto, substantiating and resubstantiating the truth of our own divine selves. The more we do that work, then the devil's work can't prevail. The way of divisiveness has no sway over us because we understand how to respond correctly and directly to a global initiative that is divisiveness, depopulation, and genocide, that we will no longer participate, we will no longer be complicit or complacent, that we will take responsibility to reclaim the right to be righted, to stand corrected, to accept the correction, and to understand that there is very little that we've received in our miseducation other than the opportunity to learn how to read, write, and do basic math. You understand, for those of us who got through school, and we didn't necessarily have to go through school to get that. Many of us were reading before we even went to school. But the issue for us now is to understand that life is school. And we are here to free ourselves from the karmic debt of past lives, to consciously care to be in a place and space where we are consistently growing and reaching for light, love, wisdom, and truth that allows us to reshape ourselves and our experience here, to be in a place and space where mentally, emotionally, spiritually, psychically, consciously, we are caring to add unto the blessedness of being itself, to know of a surety that this is the path of true progression, where we are really participating in the gift and the celebration of existence with all that exists. And to know that nobody can give us a greater objective. And that when we consciously care to be great in our living, in loving, in serving, in honoring, in respecting, that this is the true worship. Because there are those that would have you think that just because you pray a certain kind of way and you go over here and go over here and go over here to pray and fellowship with other ones, that that constitutes the fullness of worship. Worship is how we be every day with each and every beat of our heart, how we're thinking, how we're learning, how we're applying what it is we're learning, what it is we're applying ourselves to. But to not care, to be participating consciously and conscientiously on the path of self-evolutionary, soulful unfoldment and development, means that we won't come away from here with the fullness of ourselves, and that is all we will ever take with us when it comes time to leave. It's the substance of ourselves, what we have learned, what we have internalized, how we have triumphed over situations, circumstances, conditions, our dwelling in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and have dwelled as a point of absolute and supreme intelligence, to have set ourselves so that our body temples were cleared and cleansed and purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, so that we were completely revivified and resurrected, so that the true spirit of the living God and goddesses were completely re-enthroned in their temples, and we were the foundation of the establishment of the eternal order upon the planet and the eternal government, and that we were taking responsibility to be responsive to the need and the edict for our resurrection. That is truly successful living. You're in tune to the meaning of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. To meet me here every Thursday night. Thank you for caring to be with us than any other place on the planet. For those of you who are using your phone apps towards your greater good, your radio apps, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency, the meeting of the inner circle is always intended to provide us with an opportunity to be reminded of the blessedness in being. It's an opportunity for us to get beyond all of the issues of divisiveness under this world-conquering rampage of depopulation and genocide that has us in a place and space where there's always this competitiveness and always these issues that people are always exalting to put us in a place where we are not living in harmony with ourselves, with life itself, with the creatures, and with the laws that govern us. And we feel as though we can hold these ones over here to be offensive and guilty for their wickedness, for their wars, for their shootings, for their doing all that they do to oppress. But then we have duty, obligation, and responsibility to that which beats our heart and that which breathes us, to care to be in alignment with life itself and with the order of existence, in knowing that we're here to exalt a full life's urge, and that no one is licensed, certified, or degreed to be the perpetuators of sickness, illness, and disease as livelihood. And because the system of things has signed off through capitalism to allow ones and ones to go to work every day doing that which really need not be done in the perpetuation of sickness, illness, and disease through the marketing, the advertising, the manufacturing, the distribution of the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, artificially colored, artificially flavored, NutraSweet, aspartame-laden, carbonated beverages, white sugar, and their products, and all of this stuff that the body cannot utilize, cannot recognize as food, and is therefore laying foundation for cellular oppression and having us in a place and space where it becomes next to impossible to care to be rightly aligned with that which allows us to breathe, that beats our hearts, that is the totality of all there is as existence itself. And we are ignoring the order of existence and feeling entitled to be out of order, feeling entitled to do that which undermines our own cellular functioning. To be in feeling entitlement to support one's own oppression, to facilitate sickness, illness, and disease under the lie that we're supposed to be dying from something anyway, so you might as well enjoy the process. Because no matter what you do, you've got to die anyway, so you might as well enjoy killing yourself. And when you hear this, you know that it's illogical. You know that it makes no sense at all. But until we come to a point and place where we take our opportunity to really stand forward on behalf of life itself and to realize that we as these living intelligences cannot support the violation, the subjugation, the domination, the usurpation, the capitalization, the castration of other beings, and then feed off their body parts, their carcasses, their body fluids, their fetuses, and be a healthy people. And for us to continue to exalt this lie that we have to have protein based upon the liars telling that, because these are their businesses, and that it has benefited nobody. And now that there is an opportunity to realign ourselves with the truth that as these living, intelligent points of absolute and supreme presence, that there is that which is ideal for perpetuating, facilitating optimum cellular functioning, to give us leverage over a system that intends that we have no leverage over the system of things. And to understand that there are so many ones who have good hearts, but good hearts that are pumping dirty blood become diseased hearts. And it's very difficult, if not impossible, to truly walk in the fullness of oneself when one is supporting one's own cellular oppression by feeding off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, artificially colored, artificially flavored, NutraSweet, aspartame-laden, alcoholic and carbonated beverages, and all of this stuff that the body cannot utilize and does not recognize as food. And for as many of the documentaries that are available now on YouTube and Netflix, and for as many voices that are talking about eating a plant-based diet, and for as many ones who are exalting the right of these animals to have their freedom and
exalting the reality that you can't just change your diet, that you have to really be intensely intentional in doing the cellular cleansing, because the nitrates, the nitrites, the BHA, the BHT, the preservatives, the pesticide, the herbicide, the antibiotic, and the hormonal residues, plus all of these other chemicals that were in the skin creams, the soaps, and all of that is now concentrated and saturating your brain, your organs, your tissues, your glands, and changing your diet does not get all of that out, which is why you're finding that those who have become vegan or vegetarian or whatever are still having issues of sickness, illness, and disease. Because the sickness, illness, and disease was there with the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, the alcohol, the tobacco, and all of that. And if you do not know how to facilitate the cellular cleansing, then you don't get the benefit of having done it. The methodology of our oppression is oppression at the cellular level, so that the methodology of liberation has to happen at the cellular level. So we have to move beyond the thought that it's the politics or the politrics, to move beyond the thought that we can get signatures and appeal to the United Nations and charge the United States with genocide, when the United Nations understand that it's a global genocide and ones and ones are participating with it. And the people themselves, we ourselves are having to take responsibility for realigning ourselves, our own hearts, our own bodies, our own minds, and our own bloodstreams with the light of absolute and supreme intelligence that beats our hearts and breathes us. Because when you have a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide, and you have realized that there are those who have been completely corruptible, completely out of alignment, because they never really got it themselves. There are those who are motivated by different levels of personal ambition that puts them in a place where they have applied themselves in the way that they've applied themselves to the things that they have applied themselves to, in terms of their education, in terms of their career advancements, in terms of their occupations and their preoccupations. But the purpose in existence is truly to be self-actualizing, self-realizing, and harmonized within the laws of existence, so that we are clearing our lifetimes of karmic debt, that we are coming to a point and place where we are aligning ourselves with the intelligence of existence, the laws of existence, so that we are consciously caring to be qualified for continuance in existence as conscious immortals. And no, the majority of the people may not come to this thought by themselves. But they didn't get to the thoughts that they have by themselves. Because there are all kinds of programs that are running. Television programs, radio programs, educational curriculums and programming. You understand that the people have been completely programmed towards one thing or the other. But the bottom line is that the lie that we're supposed to be dying is the program that has to be rebuked, revoked, and we have to take responsibility for coming into that thought of knowing who we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, caring to be all that we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and knowing that we're dwelling in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, that we are already in paradise. We are already dwelling in the realm of eternity. This is heaven. And that the earth that we dwell upon is as big as the period at the end of a sentence in relationship to the rest of this universe. And within the realm of the cosmos, cosmic, which is beginningless and endless. There are an infinitude of universes, and everything and all things are held and exist by virtue of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And our being at odds with anyone is to be at odds with it, and you cannot win this. Being at odds with yourself, with the truth of your own being directly. People want to pray for peace and meditate for peace, but peace and truth is absolute love, accomplished love. And love is the harmony of being, the harmony of existence, a full effort in acknowledging the divinity of being. The preciousness of life. And exalting the right of all beings to have the right to their lives. And that there is order in existence. And that in order for us to really prosper, then we have to be committed to invoking, calling forth, cultivating, and developing the wealth of ourselves and ourselves. We're in a now moment of eternity that is requiring us to be fully committed to living lawfully, lovingly, caringly, compassionately, mercifully. And government and roles of government does not absolve anyone of the responsibility to function harmoniously with the laws of existence. And because all of life and all of the law is lawful, then those who are the violators, the perpetuators of sickness, illness, disease, and death, this legislation and livelihood and capitalization and whatnot, there is no true prosperity with it. Because the end result is the tragic date with fate that is death. And there's a program that's running where people feel entitled to be killing themselves, feel as though God has given them the free will to choose death. No judgment, they say. But why should there be programs running to encourage people to accept that they should be killing themselves? And that feeding and consuming that which has no life, nothing that the body needs, is something that is being perpetuated to masses of people. It is not the will of God. For ones and ones to think that they have the right to be wrong and to perpetuate sickness, illness, disease, and death as livelihood. To perpetuate sickness, illness, disease, and death as multi-trillion dollar business. Without creating a tragic date with fate. And so we're in a now moment where we have to realize that there's already karmic debt as a result of the violations against Mother Earth, Mother Nature, her soils, and the souls that have come here. The Aboriginal, the Indigenous, the Natives. Those who are constituted as humanity as well as humankind. There is no one who has been authorized by the will of existence, the laws of existence, or that which is the will of God. To perpetuate lies, murder, entrapment, incarceration, militarism, that's what people are involved with. 6 days a week, and then on the seventh day, or the first day, depending on where you're counting from, then you go to church, or you go to the mosque, or you go to the temple, but every other day, you're in violation of the primary law of your own being. And we think that our sinfulness, our having the right to be wrong, will not create tragedy when we are witnessing the travesty in men, the progenitor of lineages, and wombed men, the perpetuator of lineages, feeling entitled to be occupied and preoccupied in careers that are poisoning children. Until we begin to have real conversations about the issues of our existence, until we begin to take full responsibility for our healing, until we come to a point where we really are knowing that the professional ones, those who are professing to know, are speculating. Are hesitating, inebriating and intoxicating themselves after their work day, and acting as if they've got it all together and they've figured this thing out. But until we stop having access to death, then no, they haven't figured anything out yet. And you don't need to trust them. You can trust them to know that they will continue to pull your body parts, continue to support the subjugation, the domination, the incarceration, the violation, all of this that puts us in a place and space where we have failed to exalt a full life's urge, fail to honor and to be a glory unto life itself, fail to really invoke and call forth the greatness of the lineages that we represent, fail to have laid the proper foundation for the continuation of and the exaltation of the divinity of existence, failed to have done anything that we're supposed to be doing here as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. We should not be dying at all. And there are those who say they believe in eternal life, and that they've received the salvation of eternal life through the blood of Jesus. But then they continue to feed off the flesh of pigs and turkeys and chickens and salmon and all other creatures. And this is the major violation that charges itself upon the blood. When the work is the due diligence and the clearing, cleansing, consecration, infusing every atom and every cell of your being with the truth of who you be, is this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence. It doesn't matter what hue of people you are. We are each gifted with the breath of life, each gifted with the divinity of existence itself. We should not be killing ourselves and working on behalf of sickness, illness, disease, and death as a livelihood, thinking that there's some prosperity in it. There is no prosperity in it. The storms are brewing. The feces that's being dumped into the waters and streams as a result of the slaughterhouses and feedlots that are producing hundreds of tons of feces being dumped into the waters and streams, and the tons of blood that is being spilled into the underground water tables of the earth, through the sewage of these places, that we cannot be in such violation of the primary law of existence and be all right. And that it's not really the flesh and blood that you really love, it's the seasonings. that's coming from the plant life, the herbs, the peppers, the salts, the things that are really intelligent, they provide us what we need to help clear and cleanse ourselves, to nourish ourselves. But these people, it seems like they have to ruin everything to bastardize and usurp the intelligence of absolutely everything. And a people who institute stupidity as popular and common activity is a people who really do not deserve to be followed or trusted because they are not proper leadership. And in this now moment, the real leadership has to come from the depths of your own care to be rightly aligned with that which beats your heart and breathes you, that has the earth spinning in flotation and rotation with the orchestration of these other planets, these great forces that influence us. But we have to come to a point and place where we care to be cleared and cleansed and purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified. We cannot work ourselves to death and think that there is some prosperity when we are here to cultivate the wealth of ourselves and our talents, our skills, our abilities, so that we are sharing in our holistic contribution to being. That every nation and race of people has their gifts, and it is for everybody to function in harmony with the ways and the of love that is light. And you may think that, oh, well, it'll never happen where everybody on the planet is in love with living. Well, that's the way that people are going to have to get to, because otherwise there was no way to be continued in existence without a love for living. Because when you have a love for killing, and you have a love for murdering, you have a love for lying, and you have a love for undermining the rights of children to have the rights to their lives, then you have the right to die and to be disqualified for being continued in existence for who knows how long, when we're already in the realm of eternity. Being glib about having to die from something is stupidity, because you'll never have anything greater than yourself, and you're here to realize the greatness of yourself, and you cannot realize it just because you can play music and you can regurgitate information and you can get and be degreed to do all of these things that you do when you are not exalting life itself and honoring the gift that is life itself. We're in a now moment of eternity. We should always be in a now moment of eternity, celebrating, exalting, enhancing, uplifting, enriching, dancing, singing, creating, doing that which blesses the lives of everything and everybody, particularly those through whom we've come, those who've come through us, and those who've yet to come. There's a right way to live that perpetuates rightness, prosperity, beauty, the depth and heights of existence and love. And you can choose it. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.